Today we have a special guest on our show, Luisa Guerrero. She's a highly experienced stage and screen actress based in London. She's also a physical comedy performer, and she's in the database for Cirque du Soleil. A performer that is a professional puppeteer, singer, comedy performer, voiceover artist, performance capture actor, movement artist, and advanced combat. She's very funny. From the beginning of this to the end, you're going to be pretty much laughing your butts off. If not, I don't know what's wrong with you. I would go seek counseling because I think you suffer from a sense of humor. But other than that, she's a very talented woman, and we are grateful for her time. Ray and I really enjoyed this interview. We hope you guys enjoyed it as well. We had a very great laid-back conversation with this woman. It's great to get a broad perspective as far as the industry overseas, right? So we already know how it is in America. It's great to hear how it is in the UK. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Luisa Show. There we go.
Perfect. Yo,
hey,
how you doing?
I know you're DJing. Where are you at? Paris Hilton.
There we go.
How you doing, girl?
This is my cupboard. Welcome.
This is your cupboard. Oh yeah, is your sound thing? I can see the sound wall. I forgot what you call it as far as
insulation foam.
There you
vocal,
go.
Looks nice though. Hey,
you had to make me look bad, huh? Insulation foam. That was going to be my second thing I was going to say. I was right there. Insulation foam. Yeah, for sound. Cancel the sound that's coming up.
Look at you getting all technical with it.
What can I say? Who I am when I'm a sport key, you know, a sport key, and I'm always like this. Yeah? Mm. Right?
I put it all in, and then they told me it was highly flammable, and I was like, oh shit!
And, I know, right? And you're on fire. Look at that girl. You're on fire too. So how's it going?
It's going all right. We're in the second day of a lockdown here in London.
Ooh, went back on lockdown? Wow.
Yep, full lockdown. I mean, the people who are listening are going to listen. The people who aren't are going to go out. So
wow, yeah.
It's one of those things. But so everything's shut apart from necessary stores.
So there's no fines? They don't fine people?
They do, apparently. I've never seen it, but I think they're cracking down on universities at the moment, like big parties about 50 to 100 people just ramming into a place. You're like,
so you can't
pandemic party.
You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything at all.
You can, mm-hmm. But there's one person per household who shops. So you draw the straw.
Oh,
whoever that is.
Gotcha.
Just like husband, go shopping.
Send granny. There's always a grandma living with someone. Go, Grammy. Go.
Granny, you don't have much to lose. Go to the shops.
Yeah. You're not in the will anyway. Yeah.
You know what you do? That's when you're like, yeah, exactly. Whoever has a will is who you send.
I know, right?
Moms? Mom's the word. right now you sound like you're reporting like for us. Live from, you know, you're like, basically everyone.
London.
Yeah, exactly. Live from London. You don't know, we're second down to lockdown. It's getting crazy out here. It's absolutely
It's like 28 days later, but people aren't counting the days.
Gosh. And I went, of course.
It sounds, could be a zombie at the door or the postman. No one knows. We're not going to take the risk.
You know what?
She's good.
But you know what? Because of your accent, you don't even have to like go up an octave. It just sounds like serious shit.
This is why our people have done so well.
Exactly.
Being blumbering idiots a lot of the time.
I know. It's crazy. It's just the accent just makes you sound brilliant. You know, we feel like dumbasses. Like,
we are.
You're not. Guys. You guys helped us in like so many wars.
Look at that.
That's all we're
good
say.
Fighters. Yeah, we're good fighters.
We're like, America's really great for the imports and exports and also the war. We're like, really?
Yeah,
that's
we're good
all
at
you
war.
Guys have?
I know, that's it.
Imports and exports. Yeah, that's great.
And get southern accents, right, Ray?
Oh yeah.
You guys have got you guys have got a lot more going on than we have over here.
Oh,
how
we
are
do.
You guys feeling?
You talking about the election?
Oh, the election. What are you
I was talking about the price of crisps.
The price of what? Crisp?
Yeah, you guys call them chips.
Chips. Like fries? French fries?
No, as in like packets of like children eat them and parents eat them with dip.
Are you talking about potato chips?
That's chips. what I said, right, Chips? Oh. We just call them brands. My mum's a proper Portuguese. She never says words. She will call them brands.
I was like, what is she talking about?
So,
chips? What is that?
So chips. Potato chips. Yeah, potato chips.
I feel naked.
Potato chips.
I think in Australia they call them fries.
I feel naked. Oh.
So what time is it there right now?
It is 13 past midnight.
13 past midnight. Are you up alone right now?
No. The fella, the boyfriend, is currently sleeping and making sure that everything is silent because he knew I had a podcast. I was like, there's no need for that. There's no need. He's very considerate. I know he's just playing Candy Crush next door, which is basically... I'm just like, Candy Crush or Angry Birds. Every now and again, I hear a, what the hell? I'm like, you okay? He's like, yeah, it's cool. I'm just, you know, watching the election.
Oh, my gosh.
How long you been together?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. Is he an actor as well?
He is an actor. Okay. There's a lot of empathy, but a lot of competition as well, which
is
very little because we have very different casting brackets. Like, one, I'm female, and two, right? I'm very short, so he'll normally get the
twin day.
Hey, look at the hat, people. Oh, I feel naked now.
Oh, where's your hat at?
You feel naked?
Damn.
That happens to me every day. I get out the shower, like, I feel naked. I feel naked every time I get out of the shower. I'm like, oh gosh. Where's the thing I had for you?
I have a funky hat. Let's go and grab it.
Go grab it.
Go get your funky hat.
We want it right now.
Make sure it's washed. Damn, girl, you got blurry and shiny at the same time.
It's like a disco ball.
I see that. You are Paris Hilton, I'm saying. Like, hey, I'm totally killing it right now.
I'm like the Portuguese Paris Hilton.
You are.
Which is Portuguese. Just kind of like, they would just call her France.
France.
Like, who is this Paris? I don't know this Paris. Who is she? And I'd be like, Mom, she's just some girl who's got a lot of money and she's made a lot of TV. Well, I don't know about that, but you know, if she's a model, that's why.
Oh my gosh.
Fabulous. Thanks,
yeah,
Mom.
That's a scary accent right there.
That's
you think that's a nice accent?
I was referring to the hat.
Oh, the hat. Yeah, yeah. The accent's scary. Yo, that's a scary mom accent.
Let me hear the accent. Let me hear it.
Universal.
I missed it.
I'll give you something my mom used to say when we were younger. She used to go, who do you think you're talking to? Your friends? I'm not your friend. I'm your mom.
Oh, God.
Things which got really south. That reminds me of a movie I watched one time. I can't think of it right now, but.
Predator?
No.
No, not the Predator.
Do it one more time.
Who do you think you're talking to? Your friends? I'm not your friend. I'm your mom.
Are you talking about like an old movie?
Yeah.
Or is it an old movie or is it more like, what's her name from Family Guy?
I don't watch that. You watch Family Guy?
I don't watch the Family Guy.
No, but I've seen it's got so much like, it's like provocative
stuff.
A lot of my friends watch it. Yeah, I'm like, why are you guys watching a cartoon? Then I look and I'm like,
it's adult.
It's very adult.
Yeah, very adult.
Very adult swim.
My mom hates cartoons. I found her watching it one day. Yeah, I thought, what parallel universe am I in right now? And then she started laughing, which scared me even more. And I was like, why are you laughing? I didn't think you'd find this funny. She's like, it's a dog talking. Oh, my God.
I was like, it's a dog.
Jesus.
It's a dog talking. It's a dog. How do you want to?
It's a dog talking.
How do you want to attempt it because it sounds offensive? It's a dog talking.
So.
And I was like.
You're Portuguese. Is your dad Portuguese as well?
Yeah, my dad, bless him, he passed away about 10 years ago. But yeah, he was Portuguese. Sorry, my mum's Portuguese. Right. We're very Portuguese short people. It's like the
I was going to say, how tall is your mom?
She is about 5 foot.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay. She's definitely tall. Definitely tall. She's definitely tall. Considering all things considered, you're 4'8". So right.
Eight and a half, depending on which doctor is measuring.
Oh, yeah?
Take it as it goes. I'm like, you give me that half.
I'm the same way.
You'll take it, right?
I'll take my half in it. Yeah. I'll take my 5'11 and a half in it.
Yeah.
Gosh, damn it.
Yeah, we're all pretty Portuguese. And also, apparently, we all shrink when we get older. I was like, what kind of genetic tombola is this?
Oh my God. You don't do yoga? Yoga keeps that vertebrae in that spine. Like
you told me about that.
Yoga does.
Remember you told me about that?
I mean, I'm hoping it does. But then again, I sleep very much in a fetal position. I'm very much like, I don't starfish, which people think I would do, being short.
What, starfish? Like, oh, because you have the whole bed to yourself? The whole bed?
Yeah. Because, I think, you know. I just prepare for apocalypse when I'm sleeping. fetally getting ready, like, you know, what's it called? The brace yourself position in a plane. Got like, kissing the seat in front of me when we go down.
Oh my gosh. This is so amazing.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to swim. I'm getting ready to punch this window out the minute this plane goes down. It's like,
oh, are you one of those people? I always think like, oh man, it's always the flight going up that I'm like, I don't care about landing. It's taking off, like, oh shit. Especially if you're like the flight, especially you're not the first flight, you're like the sixth flight on this plane.
What you think? Like, oh, the pilot's tired now.
Pilot's tired. I'm thinking, gosh damn, you know, how much miles of that damn engine got on it?
I don't think about it at all. I just get on there and just I'm go like, to sleep.
You know, I'm like, you know, because you're like wear and tear. So for me, I'm like, oh, it's wear and tear. I mean, I'm thinking American. So
I'm the really annoying person that really enjoys it, and I love turbulence.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Wow, you want to?
Yeah,
people.
I'm the one going, woo-hoo-hoo.
I couldn't sit next to you. Yeah, I couldn't take it.
I know why you sit in a fetal position now, because, yeah, you got death threats on that damn plane.
She doesn't care.
I would definitely be the one that's shaking, like, oh, this lady got to go.
She has no fear.
I'd be like, this lady's got
to
go.
She's fearless. That's why she's able to do all the things she does.
What do they call flight attendants now? They don't call them flight attendants. What do they call them?
Oh, I don't know.
Something different now, because I don't know why they don't call flight attendants. Was cool, but I guess you can't call them flight. Maybe
during COVID we call them unemployed. But normally, I think it depends. My family would call them air waitresses, which I would never call them. But yeah, we just call them air assistants or
air assistants. Is that weird? Well, because they are. Wait, I didn't even think about that. They do. Waitresses. But what are they? What is their purpose?
Listen, they're there.
That's a great point. What is their purpose?
They're there to caretake for you and also to keep you herded in.
You know what? You just
fasten your seatbelts.
No, but she just downgraded them for me. Before I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, you're a flight attendant. You're checking out the world. You're a fucking flying waitress.
When I waited. Yes. When I waited, I didn't get to travel anywhere apart from table to table.
Exactly. These girls are getting the high mile for all you flight attendants out there.
Yeah. Disregard what you just said.
No, it's flight assistants or something. I don't know. Man.
I'm really sorry. And you guys know that I have a cushy ride whenever I travel. Like, everything is business class.
Cushy.
Just so good. When you're that just sounded really
inappropriate.
You could go up in the.
This just sounded inappropriate.
All right,
cushy.
Yeah, you ever heard of the high mile club? That sounded really inappropriate.
Mile high.
You two freaks. Look at this shit. I'm sorry. I'm just innocent.
I am not sharing any cubicle with anyone. That thing is tiny for me.
Suit up. That's talking about it's still a freaking bathroom at the end of the day.
There's room.
Oh, gosh. Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
I look at you differently now. Sanitize your hands.
I wash.
Wash your hands. Bro, we fist bump. Wash your hands. Sanitize. So anyway.
We got a lot of elbowing here. You guys got that when you like you have to say hello by elbow now?
Nah, that's ridiculous. I don't. This dude was like, hey.
I do. I elbow sometimes.
Oh, man. This dude was like, hey, Reg. This is when we had. So we had a guest over, right? He was like, this was the first guy we had to interview.
Who's this?
This is Jim Pawella. So he's like, hey, Reg. He emails me and I'm like, it texts me. Hey, Reg, what are you doing for people with, to sanitize for COVID? You should have seen my face. Like, what this mother? I was like, you serious? Man, yeah, I'll have sanitizer there, yeah. Raymond. That's about it. I'm not going to take people's temperature. Let's say if the old dude stepped in my house and he was like 90.9, you know, 99 something degrees.
Yep.
I could give a shit. So he's going to croak after the interview.
So you're saying that you wouldn't take his health in consideration?
I would not.
So you're saying you don't care?
I'm saying, like you said the other day, the show must go on. So I'm
this
gonna,
guy
we've
has,
got this we've got this
he
interview
has no
set
heart.
Up. No, I got a plenty heart no, because no we have heart. This interview set up. So let's play this out. Mm-hmm. This is my heart right here.
Yeah.
So if he had this plan for weeks and the gentleman shows up
right
to interview, why am I gonna turn him around and say, oh dude, not to mention you're 70 something years old. This could be the highlight of your life.
I doubt it.
In your mid, the end of your life, your golden years, and I'm going to turn your ass around, basically, Well, because you got potential COVID. He could have a heat.
He could have a cold.
He could have a heat flash. What do you have? Not metaphors for men, but men have heat something.
We have what? Heat menopause?
No, we don't have menopause. We have something, dude.
What do we have?
Heat flashes.
Heat flashes.
When we get hot to flashes? Those hot flashes. Bro, why you keep correcting me and stuff? You're making me look bad in front of guests.
Yo, by the way, this is about Louisa.
Hot flashes and not flashing. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Look at that. Louisa. Louisa.
If you go to the top of Portugal, it's anything close to Louisa. Louisa. Like, what the hell? Have you guys having a stroke while you say my name? Like, literally, Louisa.
Louisa.
That's it.
I could have sworn I just said that.
Is it Guerreiro? Is it Guerreiro?
It's Guerreiro.
In Portugal, it's Guerreiro.
What?
I know, right?
Say it again.
Guerreiro?
That shit just lost all cool points. Say it again. Sound like someone threw up.
You take the middle bit and you put a little bit of phlegm and, you know, ambition in there.
Exactly.
It's just like, huh. So,
perfect. Like it sounded to me. Like I said, you got to put a little puke in there. A little throw up.
Okay. let me hear you say,
say it one more time and I can imitate it. I promise.
Guerreiro.
Just said it. That shit's perfect.
Perfect. He's got it down pat.
What can I say? I have a palate.
If you can say the word for a war in front, like guerre. It's basically my name with arrow on the end. Guerreiro.
Yeah. What is gay? Gay. What is gay?
Yeah. It's war. War in French.
It means like poor. It means war?
We're in a class right now?
Poor? Yeah, we are war. In class.
So basically my name comes from the word warrior or soldier.
Oh.
And I'd agree with that. You are a warrior.
You know why?
I've seen you in action.
But you know why?
Why?
Figured it all out.
What's that?
It has to do with the height thing.
Is it?
Small man complex. So they were like, oh, you know what? We got to put something in front of this so people know not to mess with us.
Mm. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. You ever seen a small dog in the park? They got small man. Big ones.
Yeah, they got a small man syndrome. That's what I'm saying. So you guys, you got the warrior.
Look at the focus.
I know.
I love that.
Look at the eyes, bro.
and the hat.
Did you see the eyes? Holy crap.
These eyes have got me so much children's theater. Okay. Hi, kids.
What are you going to ask her? And you're going to ask her something because Ray's getting serious here.
No.
Yeah, what are you going to ask her? Something.
I can ask her something?
You said this is about Luis. It's not about you, Reggie.
So why was
it? Luisa. Gosh, damn it.
Guerreiro.
That's what I'm calling Guerreiro. I'm just going to keep doing that. The Guerreiro, the intro for Enrique Iglesias' hero. Guerreiro,
I can be a hero. Why'd you call your dad a lucky troll?
Because he had big hair. Like, I've got naturally curly hair.
Okay.
But it's been dumbed down by my mum's waves. She's got wavy hair. My mum's basically like a Portuguese Charlie's Angel. Like, stunning. But my dad was just like this very stocky 5'6" guy who had this kind of like flattish nose, but also really round baby face.
Yeah.
Huge hair. And when Lucky Trolls, the toys came out,
oh my gosh,
like in the late 90s, I literally, as a kid, was like, they made toys of my dad. Oh my he must be famous. I was like, why is he half naked? Let's not ask that question.
Oh my gosh. Why is he half naked? Is the troll you're talking about half naked or your dad being half naked?
I know, right?
Definitely. I wouldn't be talking about my dad half naked. I'd be in counseling for that. It's just the toy.
We haven't gotten there yet. We're going to get there to the counseling.
Have loyalty cards for that. Should I get them?
Yeah, you should, actually. We have a sponsor you.
We have a therapist.
We do have a therapist.
Yeah, we got a therapist. We
got therapists on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Therapy Thursdays?
Yeah.
Well, Men's Health Thursdays, but she comes in for a segment.
Yeah, she does.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? We got mental health. You know, Ray's crazy, and I accept him. He's on medication.
My mom has a word for anyone who has anything like depression or any type of what we call a mental
this
is,
sounds
problem.
Like it's going to be so super inappropriate.
Where's the music at? Where's the music
My mom, inappropriate? No, she's just like, everyone is mental. Like, even to the point where if they disagree with her, she's just like, gaslights the shit out of them. But, you know, they have a problem. Oh, they're mental. They're so mental. And you're like, Mom, they're not mental. They just disagreed with you. But, you know, anyone who thinks like that has got to have something wrong up here. Oh, my God. And you're like, okay, there's no home I can put you in.
I gotta figure out that voice.
I know, you sound like somebody.
I gotta figure out that
like
voice.
You sound like an actress I know.
It'll come to me.
Yeah. Definitely reminds me.
I wonder who it might be.
I know.
I mean, my mom is from Madeira, so that narrows it down.
Madeira.
A little bit.
Madeira.
Madeira. Like Crazy Hills Have Eyes people, like coming out.
Oh, so that's the Portuguese version of rednecks?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Got you. So inbreds.
But they just feed you as you walk up the hill. Like there's all sorts of houses that come out. I'm like, oh my God, you're those children. Have food.
Oh, really?
I go up the hill eating. I come down rolling. It's just like,
oh my gosh, that's funny.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have a twin sister.
You have a twin?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's the second
twin.
My mom
thought she was having one, and then they told her she was having two. And I quote you verbatim my mom's words when she found out she's having two. She said, oh no. So that was pretty much her whole discipline through her upbringing. She was I could have had one, but now I've got two. Oh my God, you're terrible. You're terrible. I'm going to hit you both. I was just like,
yeah.
So she got a double whammy. She never knew who'd done anything wrong.
She got two for the price of one.
Are you guys the same or are you different? Are you opposite?
Right. Identical. Yeah.
Wait. Does she act too?
No, we don't talk. It's a long story. She's very arrogant.
Ooh. She's very what?
Yeah. Arrogant. There's always arrogant. One. Arrogant. There's always one. My brother's arrogant. He's like that too.
Mm. Does she think
she knows more? She knows everything. Yeah. That's my twin.
Mm. She lives in New Zealand, which is great. It's the other side of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so it's like
all by yourself.
Yeah, but technology makes it. That doesn't even matter with technology these days. Anyway, it's like she's right.
I just figure she'll be nice to me and she'll apologize when she needs a kidney.
That is dirty.
As she stays there, doing a voodoo.
What's that? You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Okay, the witch doctor. Hello. Yeah, it's just not working.
She's gonna put voodoo on you.
Yeah, it'll pass. She's just different personalities with both of us. We kind of grew up quite differently. I think you have like a status thing when you're twins. You always have to share everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get tired of sharing. Like you shared a womb for goodness sake, and then when you grow up, they're like, share this, share that, share your birthday. You're like, fuck off. So after a while, you're just like, get out of my face. Give me back my face. So we kind of drifted apart.
That is mean.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It happens. Married. Oh, I call it the wedding gate, or otherwise known as the saga of Kaká.
you don't get along with the husband?
He's a little bit of a tool, but what can we say? This won't be aired, will it?
No.
He's a little bit like, oh, whatever she says is right. I think I don't want to argue with her. I'm like, okay, cool. Oh well God. Done, mate. Yeah. Well done. Well going. Assert what you think. I don't know what really happened, but I'm just going to ask my wife so that she doesn't cry.
Oh, my gosh. How long married?
About 2 years.
Two years. Okay. Wait, so you've been with
No, not me.
You've been with your boyfriend 5 years? Is that
5 years.
Yeah. 5 years. Is he an actor as well?
He is.
Is he a great actor? He's.
I can't say he's next door. Yes, he is. He is.
Yeah, so it means he's not.
He is. It's a very different style of acting. Method.
He's method. Oh, okay, cool. But check this out. Look. This won't air.
Okay, cool. It's really good.
How did you meet?
look, all these are signs of help. Yeah, he's really good. Okay, cool.
I met playing his wife in a show.
Oh, yeah?
What?
You play his wife in the show?
I was a really stupid wife who lets burglars into the house thinking that they're salesmen. Mm-hmm. And he basically just gets bullied by me and I call him stupid. And he kind of liked the dynamic and kind of stayed with it.
It happens.
Yeah, we kept it.
Okay.
Like, you want more of this? Okay, fabulous.
Yeah. I'm just going to take you home.
Love at first sight.
Do you like, do you prefer theater or you prefer film and TV?
It's a really good question. I think the Portuguese in me would say anything that pays you more, I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the actor in me says if they were all paid the same and they all had the same status, theater. Just because of the immediacy of what you get from an audience, it changes every single time you perform.
I heard.
If it was paid as well as film and anything else that's marketed more on that large scale, yes, theatre all the time.
Mm.
But as it is, there's a lot more factors in choosing what you do. Like I love motion capture. Mm-hmm. It's well paid and it's about being a kid. I can just be a kid again and imagine everything, which theater is kind of like that, but you're imagining your given circumstances, you're imagining your inner world as opposed to your outer world and your inner world. And it's just a gray space where they just go, right, you're being chased, go. And you're like, and then they just capture it. And it's brilliant. You can play anything from a quadruped monster to a 5-year-old child to a 17-year-old servant in one day.
In one day.
Yeah, and it's great. It just really tests you.
Yeah, your mom would be like, that's mental.
My mom's like, but you're working every day. You got to work every day to pay the rent. I'm like, yeah, this is a great job, mom. Can we just celebrate that I got this job? She's like, but how long are you working? It's 2 days. That's not a job. It's not a job when it's 2 days. It's not a job. Yeah. I'm like, oh, never please her. We'll never please her. So
your mom is like, what's that movie? Have you seen it? Oh, what was
Misery?
No, not Misery.
Oh, one. My goodness.
The other one with the, I forgot, with the mom. What was it called? She's like, no wire hangers. I forgot the name of it. Mommy Dearest. Mommy Dearest. You ever heard that movie?
Mm-mm. No wire hangers. I said no wire hangers.
No, I haven't seen that one.
You got to look it up. It's, my mom referred to that. Mom is pretty bad. No, I'm kidding.
I'm actually going to write a show about my mom.
Really? Bless her. You should. You should actually play her.
I'm going to write a show. She's called Teresa. And so
Just don't do love scenes because that'd be weird.
No, she's my mother Teresa, but she has no empathy, which I thought was great because Mother Teresa is known for being empathetic. Very empathetic.
Yeah.
But when I told my mom about this difference between her and Mother Teresa, her only review of Mother Teresa was, yes, Mother Teresa was very good. And you know, it's nice to help people, but there's a limit. I was just like... The only person who can say Mother Teresa just went a bit too far.
Yeah, yeah, is your mom.
It's like, yeah.
I love your energy. Yeah. I love how you you see things and you hear things and when you take things. Where do you get that from? You get that from your mother, your dad, everything?
My mom would deny it, but yeah, probably get it. She's a bit of a character. My dad was also a character, but he was very dry humor.
Oh,
like,
he's
the
humor.
Kind of guy you would like, say, Dad, put your seatbelt on, and his response would be, I know when I'm going to crash. And you'd be like, okay. So that kind of thing. But I think when you're a twin, it forces you to like mimic and find, like, I thought I was an only child up to the age of 2, and then she started hitting me back. It's like, oh, it's not a mirror. But you play off each other, and we were very extrovert. I'm blessed my mom.
Yeah.
I know I critique her a lot, but she had 2 hyper energetic small children, easy to lose children.
Easy to lose.
And she did her best. Yeah. But you just, you know, that energy comes from just having someone. You have a constant playmate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Up to the age of 3 or 4 when then you start school. And then everyone knows you as the twins.
Exactly. They know you as one. It's one name. What's her name? Kara, you said?
No, her name is Sandra.
Sandra. Louisa Sandra. And Sandra. And they call you one name. So what's her name in front of yours?
Always through school, it was Twinnie.
Twinnie?
21, 22.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They were like Twinnie, and we'd both turn like meerkats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Or it'd be one of us. Like, it was normally Sandra, and then we'd be like, I'd turn, because they probably meant me.
Gotcha. Right. Did y'all dress alike at the same time, all the time? Dress alike?
To what age? To what age did your mom? Your mom made you. Yeah, to what age? Because that's how we had to dress the same outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was...
I think... Even brothers and sisters get the same outfit sometimes.
But
the
mom
is like, we have a quick shop. Yeah. But I don't wear dresses. You do now. but I think up to the age of about 6.
Yeah.
And then we started choosing our own stuff.
Yeah,
and
I think for me, I think it was like 10 or something. I think it was like 9 or 10.
Gotcha.
Because, yeah, my twin brother, it was the same thing. It was like, you have no choice. And it's almost like a cult. Like, gosh, mom, we're in a cult, it almost felt like.
But you don't care, though. You're a young kid, right?
No, but here's the thing. We had, so it's 4 brothers. So before our youngest brother came along.
You got 3 brothers?
Yeah, three brothers. So
they know before, that. Before, breaking, oh, news. You know, breaking news. Breaking news. No idea.
Absolutely.
What else is going on over here?
Brother, we got, it's not about me. It's about Louisa. But let me finish the story.
I don't know. You keep going. 4 brothers. My mom was 1 of 14. So we're going to see how many.
Oh, my gosh. 1 of 14?
Whoa.
I just feel sorry for my grandma.
Like, I'm saying, bro. Like, damn. Like,
1 of 14.
She did not have Netflix. That's all I'm going to say about that.
She didn't have Netflix, bro. She didn't have a damn uterus after Jesus. Lord have mercy. Holy crap.
The Christian church and no TV. That's all they had.
She had no time to herself at all.
She needed... I'm not going to go there.
She needed a girdle or something. Chastity belt.
She needed... exactly what she needed. Yes, exactly. And someone needed to throw away the key.
Somebody needed a stop sign. Yeah.
But yeah, your younger brother, was he like the hand-me-down king after a while?
No, man, he got spoiled. But my whole point was my mom would be like, oh, Reggie and Ricky wear the same outfits, right? My older brother, right? He's 2 years older. So we would get the same outfit. He would get the different color. You get what I'm saying? We'd have the same color, and he'd get the same one.
I'll wear blue, he wearing red.
Yes. So it was like my mom had kind of like... unofficial triplets, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
The problem is when me and my sister, we're mirror twins. Thought we'd have like different tastes.
It would mean identical.
We're identical, but we're mirror twins, which means I'm right-handed, she's left-handed.
Oh, this is new to me.
No, I never heard of this.
Like, she favors her left side, I favor my right. Something about when the egg splits. I'm not a scientist. They just told me, and I went, interesting. Can I play?
wait. So which one? So since you're, like, polar opposites, which one's vanilla? Which one likes vanilla? Which one likes chocolate?
See, we all like the same.
Let me get my drink on.
We always preferred the color blue. We were real tomboys. We weren't particular. So when everyone got stuff for us as twins, they were like, we'll get one pink, we'll get one blue.
Yes.
And it was never fair. For some reason, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was fate or that I should have taken up gambling, because every Christmas I picked the blue things. Every Christmas. Didn't matter whether she chose them or I chose them or she gave them to me to choose. Every year it was blue.
You knew what you liked.
Which I love, but she got the pink. She'd be like,
that's why she hated you.
Explains a lot, yeah.
That's why she hated you.
We thought she was a bitch. No, it's because of what it's you resentment. Did. It was the blue.
The color pink does to you. The color pink ruins you.
It does, man. Look what it did to cancer, man. They're fighting it. Cancer hates pink. It's like, fuck. Cancer's like, shit, would you guys pick another color? Gosh, damn it.
Yep.
Gosh. Do you think it's harder being going through life as a smaller artist?
There are a lot smaller artists than me. I went on an agency once where it was for small artists, and I was average, if not a bit too tall.
Really?
I was like, so say what? They were like, yeah, we're looking for someone 4'5", 4'6". I was like,
damn.
You were average.
Like, oh, wait a minute. 4'5". I'm normal?
Yeah.
I'm normal.
That's crazy.
That day,
went, bye-bye. I love you guys, but I need to be extraordinary. So I went to, like, an agency where they have, like, 5 for 8 people. I was like, yay, back to being the only short one. But they're everywhere. They come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm, like, everyone growing up going through drama training, they're just like, but you have a niche. You're really short. Yeah. You should make that work for you. You've got a niche. You're like, spell it. Spell niche.
I know, right?
And then you can use that word to me. And then you get an advert and you're like, oh my God, this is me. Under 5 foot.
Yeah.
Needs to have movement training, comedy experience, likes dressing. I was like, it's me. I've got this job. I'm just going to go for this job. Go for the job. And you're like, dress like an elf.
I was going to say that.
Every elf coming out of the tube.
No.
You're going, where did you guys come from? Where, 50 short people.
A community. Right? You didn't even know you had a community.
It was like The Hobbit and Exodus.
The Hobbit and Exodus.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
Let my people go.
Crossing like they had to part the river because every end is the deep end. Like, seriously. It had to.
You swim, right? You can swim, though, right?
Good. Oh, I learned to swim very quickly. My mom threw me in.
Where do you get inspiration from?
Everywhere. Like, a lot of the time, life. Children are hilarious.
Yeah.
Creatures, animals. Every day, really. I have to say this carefully. I like to people watch. But if you're also watching children, you have to hold your DPS certificate next to you going, I'm cool. It's just watching for drama purposes.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't tell me you get your inspiration from kids. I would know. I have to question that.
Speaking of kids.
My inspiration from the little children. No.
Speaking of kids, do you want kids?
Yeah, one day, but I fear how small they'll be, so I dated a tall man.
Ooh. Oh, okay. How tall is your man? 6 foot five, 6 foot four?
No. I mean, that would be
abseiling. She's like, he's 5 foot three.
No, he's 5 foot 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's in the club. Yeah. Okay. Tell me, say A.
So if we're ever in an argument and he tries to make up by kissing, I'm like, no. Just give him some chiropractic problems. Just make him work for it.
Okay.
Come down to my level. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think the worst... So what would you say is the worst advice you've gotten ever as an actor?
I think the worst advice any actor can get,
yeah,
and it comes from every sphere, from other actors, from people who aren't in the industry. They say, if you haven't made it in 5 years, maybe you should quit.
Which is, yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's the whole thing about, you know, making it. And it's like, it's like, this isn't a career. It's like a bond. It's like some kind of bank thing. It's like, after 5 years, if you get no interest, you better give it up.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
You wouldn't say that to parents. After 5 years, if this is shit, you better give them away. You know, that's don't say that.
That's a good point. I mean, you wouldn't say it in sales. It's not like everyone thinks what you're doing is not a career. And it's like, it's a marathon. You eventually get, I mean, because everyone has that, you say a big break. I mean, what is a big break?
I think as long as you're working and you're being creative, you're doing your job.
Absolutely.
So if you said to a doctor, if you haven't killed anyone in 5 years, you might as well keep going with it. But if you have,
Think it over. You might want to think that square over.
Maybe ballet dancer's better for you. Something with your feet and not your hands, you know?
No, but how do you keep going then when you feel like everyone's against you, you're not getting what you want? How do you keep, where's that come from when you want to just keep pursuing?
I'm pretty stubborn.
Oh, I can see that. Mom. I get that, that from your height.
Counseling and, you know, pills. Counseling. No pills.
Every Tuesday.
I'm stubborn. I've always wanted to act, and I was always told that it was a part-time job. Like, even through school, you know, you do these careers events and they tell you through a computer what your projected job might be.
Right.
And then
what was your projected job?
It was funeral director.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Because, I messed with it because that was like, I don't like working with people because I thought they'd make me a teacher. Oh. And so they said funeral director. And I was like, okay. Can deal with that.
Yeah, you like working with the dead.
You want to just be by yourself. Yeah.
Well, considering the dead don't answer back and I have a mum like the one I have, it sounded like a great job. I was like, oh, fantastic. No brainer.
Yeah, exactly.
And one day I may see her again. You know, jokes, no.
On your terms.
Yeah.
I think you have to do whatever. I've had enough people in my life pass away at risk of making this sad.
Yeah.
And the one thing that has taught me is that life, you don't take souvenirs with you. And you might as well not waste your time. And if you're not happy in your job, just do something else. But if you are, just keep going. Like, go on holiday every now and again. Remind yourself that life is more important than your career, you know?
Which is true. I like that.
See nieces and nephews and, you know, just
have
a blast.
Did you say niches?
Nieces. Oh. See Nietzsche.
She's Nietzsche.
It's really Nietzsche. Good.
Yes. Get your target audience. There you go. Get your
nieces,
Nietzsche.
Nieces, Nietzsche.
And your nephews. Cool.
You see all the Buddhists go, what? She said Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. what about, okay, so you're with an actor. So the relationship, do you guys have any jealousy? Because I know you got to kiss people and stuff on stage.
I think... I haven't. I know other actors whose partners are not in the acting business.
What about your man? You're 5'11", 5'11". I'm going to call him 5'11". What about 5'11"?
We were in a show together where I had to kiss another girl. And he had been like, you have to kiss another girl in this. This is like a gender swap Shakespeare. I was playing Lysander, and Lysander was a girl in this one, in Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Because I'm a professional actor. I don't just play creatures.
There you go.
And I thought he was thinking that I wouldn't do it, that I would do it on the performance, but not in rehearsals. On the first day, I was just like, I'm just going to kiss her. She was really actually one of my friends. And I just went, right, we're going to do it in the show. Might as well do it now. And his face, while I turned around, he's like, okay.
All right.
You went all in.
All righty.
But it's one of those things you have to trust.
Right.
You have to trust that what you have in your relationship is a relationship, and what you put on stage is on stage.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just one of those things. I was in a show where the two main people were wonderful actors. It's a West End show. And they were, it looked like they were so in love. Yeah. And they come off stage and they're still very pally. And one of the people were like, are you sure nothing's going on? And they were like, no, like, we're not just continuing what happens in the aisles on stage. And I was like, that's true. I'm playing a goat in this. I'm not shitting in the aisles and then going back on. You know?
Well, if you're a method actor, you're shitting in the aisles.
I know. I just didn't tell them where.
Gosh, it smells quite a ripe in here.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah, aisle 5.
It's fine. We're just planting roses. It's cool.
Watch out for the goat. No, it's pretty. That actually makes sense. But there's a lot of actors that take it off.
Yeah, they're off. And I think you get wrapped up in it. Yeah, it's very. Someone said to me, a legend of theatre, she's like done so much.
Yeah.
She said to me, it's easy to fall in love on stage.
Yeah.
But you've got to understand where the boundary is. Like, if you're actually falling in love, then there's something wrong in your relationship.
Wow.
But if you're falling in love in stage, you're falling in love with what that person is giving you.
Right. Like,
for that moment, you can be in love with someone else. But the minute you step off, you have to let it go because it's not real. It feels real. And that's how you know someone's a great actor, when they make you feel like you're actually doing it.
Absolutely.
And you're
welcome. So anyway, I'm just kidding. So has that ever happened where you gave the wrong signals? Well, not you worked with an actor and they've actually took it too far, or they believed that you were into them.
Interested.
Or, yeah, interested, yeah. No, I like how you say that. I love it. Interested.
Are you interested? Are you willing to take a step forward in this marathon? I never have. I'm not going to lie and flatter myself and go that I have. I think it's probably because I'm very direct and obvious. And I have so many male friends that if anyone ever took it a step too far, like, I'm very touchy-feely anyway, it comes with being Mediterranean. If anyone ever took it too far or made it clear, I would just be like, dude, you have a girlfriend. Dude, you have a boyfriend. Dude, I have a boyfriend. Or just be like, I don't want to ruin our friendship. And I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong idea, but this isn't going to happen.
Gotcha. I mean, even if you were single and they were single.
Yeah.
Just period.
I think you just if you're not interested in someone, you just, one, you're being horrible to that person by leaving them on.
Yeah.
And two, you're just wasting each other's time. You could have a great friendship.
Yeah.
But instead, you're going to lead someone on and disrespect them. Like, the heart is the most important organ when it comes to our feelings a lot of
the time. I can see you being pretty straightforward anyway. I can see you walking up to someone and just telling them right in their face, hey, I like you. I want to go out with you. I can see you doing that.
I'm a little bit, I'm quite traditional. I let them do that, but I make all the like signals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is that one of the signals right there? Oh, shit. I'm like, Tourette's. She's a winner. Oh, my. Yeah.
Here's my niche.
It's my sympathy date.
I'd be like, no, exactly. I'd be like, what's wrong with her neck? Are you okay?
I so need a massage.
Come over here.
Hint. To be honest, I'm the worst person at realizing when someone likes me.
Oh, really?
Like, even when Mike likes me, I was like, oh, he's very flirty. He's flirty with everyone.
Oh, got you.
And then it just progressed. We were friends for a year. Mm-hmm. And then we just realized that actually we really liked each other. We liked each other's company. He'd come out of a long
You just realized that. He knew. He knew that. He was playing the friend zone like, oh, shit, when's she going to catch up?
Yeah, when's she
going
to wake up?
Gosh.
I'm the best thing for her.
You're funny. Bye.
And all right. Meanwhile, Mike's like this. She's not getting my signals.
You watch American movies?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor or actress?
Oh,
I bet I'll guess.
Imelda
I bet
Staunton
guess.
And the late Robin Williams. Robin Williams was my favorite actor.
Oh, really? Did she say Mel Streep? No.
Imelda Staunton.
Imelda Staunton.
But she's an actress here. She's Imelda Staunton. She's done loads. She's
done loads? Yeah. That's why we don't know her. She's done loads. That's why we don't know her.
I'm trying to imagine. God, I had so many.
What about Robin Williams, though? What about him? What was it about him?
He was my idol growing up. I probably get this energy a lot from him because I'm like, he got away with it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
He was one of those actors who I don't think got the recognition he really should have got for doing comedy, which is really hard.
Comedy is the hardest.
No
one realizes that. Drama is easy as shit. Drama is like, okay, cool. I can be angry. Comedy, bro, you got to play it serious. to the point where it's believable to you and play it straight, and the audience has to be, it's got to be, you know, got to be like, you got to make the situation so serious for yourself. You know what I mean? Because in real life, you're not going to be sitting there trying to get a laugh for the most part.
I thought he was pretty recognized, though. I mean.
Oh, Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he was recognized. But I'm saying, that's like Tom Hanks.
In terms of awards, he wasn't. Like, in terms of his sales, absolutely. But in terms of awards, Academy Awards, anything like that.
Doubtfire was pretty good. You saw what he, Mrs. Doubtfire was really good if you ever look
back. Doubtfire?
Doubtfire, is that what it is?
Doubtfire.
Did I just say, what the hell did I just
you
say?
You said Doubtfire?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
You said Nietzsche, Doubtfire.
Doubtfire?
I just need to mute this for 2 seconds. Okay, and we're back.
I heard everything.
You did not hear anything. It was muted. Hell no, bro. Do you ever look? Don't ever correct me in front of, because I would. Bro, I'm not playing, bro. Okay, cool. So we're back. We just had to take care of that. Yeah, not awkward at all. You know, if you don't hear it, it didn't happen, right? Yeah, it was really sad. And there we go. That's touching on mental. You think what?
I think in terms of actors, like, I watch a lot of things, but growing up, comedy was the thing I used to love. Like, I'm a real slapsticker. Like, I love anything that's got humor in it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's good for the soul.
And also, I like things that are dark.
Yeah, me too.
Like, really dark. I like Disney.
Okay.
But
Disney's dark too. They got a lot of symbolism.
But when you say dark, like, what are you talking about? Like, give me an example.
I mean, like, my favorite movie is Pan's Labyrinth. Like, Guillermo del Toro, dark.
What's that called? What was that again?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth. I think I've heard of that one.
It's just when it takes a tale and takes the innocence of childhood, and then it basically takes you through a hellish journey where people get sliced and animals eat you. And I'm just like, this is what I wanted to grow up with. This kind of like truth. There's a dark and there's a light.
Gotcha.
A bit like Hans Christian Andersen and all those Grimm's tales. Because my mom and dad were not the Disney family.
like, obviously.
I'm pretty sure they're going to get divorced, but okay. Yeah. And you'd see all this. And as a kid, I think we all absorb different things around us.
Yeah.
And there are dark elements. You know, people pass away. Mm-hmm. People who you've known at 11 years old die of cancer. And you're like, that didn't happen in the movies. Where am I learning this? How do I cope with this?
Yeah, I agree.
So a lot of the stuff I used to watch, just anything that made me laugh was bang on my favorite. Bang on my favorite.
What?
So anything, bang on my favorite.
What? Yeah, bang on your favorite.
That just threw me off.
When we hear bang on your favorite, we're thinking about something else. Yeah.
Do you say American film? Because that sounds like an American industry that we know about. Oh, really well. Bang on my favorite.
Yeah, bang on. Yeah.
If I say that in the States, am I going to do well?
You might
do. I don't know. There was a Me Too movement, so I don't know how well you will do. You can try, but I think it's all censored now. I think they've taken care of that.
Bang on my favorite, please.
No more bang on anything. Please, God, no. She's like, bang on my... No. La 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 la.
Where's my mute button?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Woo. No more banging.
We're banging. Hold on. Wait a minute.
No more banging. Speaking of Robin Williams, what do you want to touch? Which I would love to touch on because so many actors, like I told you, they're broken and whatnot. And seeing his tragic end, no one would think. And it goes back to the Smokey Robinson song. You ever heard that?
Which one?
The Tears of a Clown. When no one's around.
Oh.
You know, it's...
Turn it up. Keep going.
I can't remember the lyrics, but...
Yeah, it's like the tears of a clown when no one's around. Because basically, you're the party. You make everyone laugh, but no one realizes that you suffer inside with a lot of your demons and whatnot. So, touching on that, because I know how, you know, acting is... Like I said, most of us are broken and whatnot. Is there any... anything mental, as far as mental health that you suffered with or still suffering with? I mean, that you're at liberty to
say? I think a lot of people struggle with mental health, and we need to be more open about it. I know my family are desperately rigid and reserved about saying anything.
Yeah, especially your mom, because
it's mental.
It's mental, and it's our private lives. You don't need to tell everyone what's going on. So I'm not ashamed. Mm-hmm. I had an eating disorder for about 10 years.
Wow.
Which I don't think was ever about the food. I think it was about comforting myself on stresses that I found completely overwhelming. And it was the one thing that I could control. And it was the one thing I was praised on as a kid, you know, finishing your food. Mm. And I just automatically saw it. That was the thing I could get comfort. That's the thing that's going to make me feel better. It took me ages to get, I think it took me about two years to fully develop into it.
Yeah.
And then when I tried to quit it in my third year, yeah, I realized actually I did not have the control over it that I thought I had. And it took me another 7 years to get out of it. And it was just hell.
So what the eating disorder you had, was it consumption?
Bulimia.
Or, okay, so it was like, yeah, wait, bulimia, is that the one you throw up?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, yeah. Okay.
How did you beat that? Did you get help?
I did. I got help. I tried to get my mum to help me. My mum's idea of helping me was to tell me that she was going to buy whatever food she wanted and it was her house, and if I didn't like it, I could leave.
Wow.
And then she would leave articles of people who died from bulimia on the table. So when I woke up,
they
were there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was how she showed she cared. She was like, don't die. Don't die.
Read this quick. Doc, read.
And I was like, brilliant. Yeah. But it was counseling CBT, a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy, mm-hmm, friends.
Yeah.
Friends. If you have friends like the ones I have, like just a support unit who never judge you, they're just like, okay, cool. Literally, I told a few of my friends, they were like, yeah, my friend had that. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Not, oh my God, you're so stupid. How could you do that? I thought you were intelligent. And it's not about intelligence, it's about emotional intelligence. And a lot of the time, we're not brought up to understand our emotions. We're just told, especially boys when they're growing up, you know, boys, you can't be angry. You can't throw
can't
this,
cry,
you
can't anything, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You can't cry.
Yep.
And yet we all have emotions. And the minute we become adults, we're expected never to show emotions. Otherwise, mm-hmm, we're called children.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People go, what are you crying for? You know, don't be such a baby. Mm-hmm. Or you're so angry, you're acting like a child. You're so immature. It's like, it's not immature. It's someone going, I'm hurting. Yeah. And this is the emotion I choose.
Well said. So well said.
It made me more aware of my own emotions. But I think when you've gone through that, you become part of a small segment of society that have gone through it. Mm-hmm. Have a bit more understanding, mm-hmm, and now when other people come at you, mm-hmm, you have that understanding, but they don't sit, they think you're weird,
right?
They're like my God, they're so angry, they're so volatile. I'm choosing the level of this anger because you are offensive.
Yeah.
But I can bring it down. Yeah. I just choose not to.
Got you. But was did you find more of support basically from more so of people outside of your family? Because I think people, when some family members, I think with the family members, they just don't know how to.
They're too judgmental.
They're too judgmental, and they just think they can snap your ass out of anything. Like, no, just snap out of it.
Just,
that's it.
Just you can do it. You can just do it.
You know, just quit it. Damn it, just quit throwing up.
I did it.
When it's an emotional thing, when it's like an addiction or something like that,
there's
very little patience, I think, sometimes. I think patience is what you need. People know that despite their failures, their steps back, you'll always be there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, even if you think you've gone five steps back, there'll be someone going, I see you taking five steps back. I'm still here at plus five.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you when you come back.
Absolutely.
But practically, I think it's a lot easier to help someone because it's this thing you can see. It's right there in front of you. But when you, like, long story short,
keep it long.
So my sister broke her legs to make herself taller.
Is this true? Really? Is this a true story?
True story. And my mum found it easier to help her. Initially, she was like, I'm going to kick you out. This is a terrible decision. I don't agree with it. You're going to wreck your life. The minute she did it, she was like, oh, come home, my girl. Come home. I got to have the babies ready for you. Don't worry. Come home.
Yeah.
And literally, it was all that. But with my disorder, it was, I'm going to ignore it. It isn't there.
Yeah. It was more so, that's an easy, which, I think the it was easier to fix.
So much easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I did say to her, why don't you come to family counseling? She's like, no. I was like, no, come, it's family counseling.
Yeah.
And I think you find it really useful. Like, this was like 5 years into my trying to recover. She's like, no, families don't go through things like that. I went, it's called family counseling.
For a reason.
Was there resentment with that?
Clues in the title.
No, family.
Families don't do things like that. You don't go to your family. I'm like, okay.
Was there resentment towards your mom for that?
I think there was. I think there was a lot of resentment. I did have I wrote her a letter, basically, because it's very hard to talk to her. I think
a letter or an email?
And I wrote her a letter.
Oh, okay.
Because I moved out and I wrote her a letter and I was very keen on having a relationship with my mom. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, these are the things I found unhelpful, but I still love you. I'm just letting you know I found this really unhelpful. I'm still trying to get over it. And I love you dearly, but you haven't made it easy. And she ripped it up.
Oh.
But I think it's because anything like her emotions, this is the only way I can see it. If I'm a product of my family,
yeah,
she's a product of hers.
Her family, yeah.
Yes.
And she is one of 14 kids who I don't think ever had the whole, you know, how was your day?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about what you did. Did you have an apple? Yeah. Oh my God, amazing. Yeah. So they would, she fell over. Her sister would be like, get up.
Mm.
You know, no one's going to pick you up. No one's going to find out what happened. No one's going to dress your wound. Get up, dust it off and move off. So when she has emotions, she's like one of those characters you see in books where they're just, it's almost like a cartoon character in the real world.
Yeah.
She will cry in private. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
She's that person. She will put up a strong face and she will be like, you're this and you're that. And you're like, you're not going to tread on me. So I'm going to give you everything first. Mm-hmm. But then on her own, like when I'm not there, I hear stories from my family who say she was crying down the phone. She's really upset.
Yeah.
She, you know, she worries about you. She's very proud.
Mm.
But with me and my sister, we never got with like, I'm proud.
Right.
Like it was a defense thing. I think she didn't want us to be arrogant.
Mm.
So she was like, I'm not going to give you all these compliments and say you're this and that. I'll let other people do that. But then when other people do it, she'd be like, no, they're terrible.
No, she's not pretty. No, she's not tall. She's not tall. She's short.
She's not smart.
No, she's not tall. She's only 4'8". Damn it.
This is a lesson in how to interpret my mom. It's a true story. When my sister and I were still friends, we were like about 16, 17 years old. We're just sitting in the room watching TV.
Mm.
Like very generic, just watching TV. It was our babysitter for a long time, so we loved it.
Mm.
And we just watched it. And my mum comes through with the laundry and she just stood in the doorway going up to the stairs, looked at us, looked at the head, and then just went, you know, you're not pretty, but I love you. And then walked away. Now, me and my sister, water off a duck's back, because we were like, oh, we can interpret that.
Yeah.
Said that to my friends. They were like, oh my God, that's so terrible.
Yeah.
How do you cope? I was like, no, you don't understand. 2 weeks earlier, we were having a conversation with my mom about acting. And she was saying how only people who act are the models, like Gwyneth Paltrow. And you're not Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm. So when she's 2 weeks later looking at her darling children that she gave birth to, what she means is you may not be models. And you may not be the most beautiful people in the world, but you're my daughters and I love you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it comes out as, you know, you're not pretty, but I love you.
But I love you.
You
may not be pretty
going,
for TV, but I love you. No, I got it. It's decipher. You decipher the Da Vinci Code.
I can relate to that because in my household, we were never hugged ever. We were never hugged or never told that they loved us.
Oh wow!
It's so important. And
I knew they loved me. I knew they did in their own way. You know what I mean? Like I knew because of things they did for us. But I was never like physical touch. We didn't have it. Mm. So it's taken me many years as I'm with Kara.
Yeah,
it's taken me many years to be able to, and I still suck at it as far as physical touch because that's her love language.
Is that why you always want to hug me when you come here?
Yeah, that's why. I want to hug
it's
you right
practice.
Now.
Elbow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Sanitize. Remember, I got COVID, bro. COVID.
We don't want to be on lockdown like they are over there.
No, that's
a whole month.
A whole month.
A month. Wow. Oh, that's horrible.
So you saying Kara's helping you cope with it or trying to? Rewire your brain.
Oh, listen. I was.
And Kara's his wife.
Yeah, I was pretty messed up. Like as far as like. Social dynamics, far as...
Got you, bro.
But this isn't about me, but...
No, I got you, I got you.
But but...
I got you. So, tell me. What else you got, brother?
Go.
So I can relate to your situation as far as the home dynamics and it being kind of different, you know, as far as how to show love to someone, you know?
Yeah. I think
it's really interesting because the amount of people I tell about my mom, and this is the show that will be about, you know... how we see mother figures, considering she's Mother Teresa, the amount of people who go, oh, that sounds so much like mine.
Yeah,
or,
it's crazy.
That sounds like this situation. or like parents have been that way and then they've mellowed out, which has happened with a couple of family friends in the Portuguese contingency. They're like, you have to be nice to your children, otherwise they won't help you. And then they kind of go, oh, okay.
They're not going to help you when you get old.
Right, right.
They're supposed to move in with the family, right? They're supposed to move in with the kids. One of the kids. Yeah. So your sister's getting your mom, obviously.
No, she's in the will.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Go. I have the question, but go ahead.
I was going to say, I turned around to my mum one day because I said to her, I'm not helping you because you're just being really nasty to me all the time because I'm still in London. I live in the same block of flats. Bad move. I said, from this point on, if we both have a duty of care to you, my sister can take care of you.
Yeah.
And my mum's words were, oh, but your sister, she's not going to do that. She's not like that. I was like, make your bed and lie in it.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah, so how...
Terribly sorry. I'm on another call.
Oh my God. Speaking of... Okay, you got to tell us the story. Oh. What the hell happened with your sister and her damn legs?
Oh,
she's
breaking them to get taller. Yeah. You got to explain this.
Misery.
We've always been a little bit, like, short, as you know, and I've never had an issue with it. If I ever needed anything, I just climbed. She always had this, I think, where I had an issue with my body image, maybe, and that with my confidence, which materialized in something else. She always had an image problem with her image, but in terms of her height. It was always on her height. It was never to do with her weight. It was always her height. And maybe we both have that genetic disposition from my dad because he suffered depression. So I think it's a genetic thing where you'll have something that's a confidence thing. But yeah, she hated it. And she, at the age of 19, went to the doctors and said, I want to get my legs broken. I've heard that you can grow. I don't want growth hormone. They measured her wrist, scanned it to see whether you'd stopped growing. Because apparently if your wrist has fused, you have stopped growing. Mm. If it hasn't fused, they can say you've got a couple more years. We can't do anything until you have actually stopped growing because you can mess with the biology. And it had fused. And they said, there's nothing we can do. Now, knowing my sister, we're both similar in a way. Like, okay. We are quite stubborn, but
she's like, oh, fuck the medical. Fuck the
medical. She just went, I don't take no for an answer.
Exactly. Whoa.
There must be something. And I know about this Chinese thing that they do.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, that's a really, strict procedure.
Yeah.
We'll put you on a psych evaluation and then come back next year.
You said a Chinese thing?
So in China, there was a height restriction on certain jobs you could do.
Okay.
So a lot of these people who wanted to be air hostesses or work in certain trades had to be a certain
air
height.
Air hostesses, is that what they call them? I think you just
air
came
hostesses.
Up with it.
Air hostesses.
No, is that what you're saying? Are you talking about the flight attendants? Is that what they call them? Air hostesses. Yeah. So that's what air they call hostess. Them now. Yeah, they call them air hosts now.
Okay.
Hostess, whatever. Hostess.
Back to the story.
Okay. No, we figured it out. It's going to come. Law of attraction, baby. All right, guys.
Look at that. Look at that. Full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Simba.
Oh, so we're done. Like, we're done here. That's all we need.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Basically, she was kept on hold for about 2 years. They were just like fobbing her off, thinking, oh, she's just a phase. Before we hit our 21st birthday, she was like, sod this. If you don't do it now, I'm going to go do it abroad. And they went, right, well, she's psychologically okay if she's willing to take that.
Really?
So we'll do it. Yeah. And she got it on the NHS, which is something I kind of disagree with.
She
got it on the NHS. The operation was done on the National Health Service.
Oh.
So basically she didn't have to pay.
Oh.
A lot of those, that funding is for, all sorts of operations like lung transplants, heart transplants, all those kind of things. And there she is breaking her legs to make herself taller. It was £6,000 a leg.
Pounds and that in American is what? What is that currency?
Oh, probably about $7,000.
Yeah, a leg.
I think it was like
14 grand.
We had so many friends offering to break her legs for free. Like, we were like, dude.
Yeah.
If you just hold still, we can oblige. Like, seriously, it's going to save the NHS thousands.
Wow.
But she got it done. So on our 21st birthday, we were in hospital. And we couldn't have a drink because you're in hospital and she was coming out of surgery. Mm. So, I think she had the surgery early December. Our birthday is the 7th. And I went on my 21st birthday to share our birthday. Yeah. And she lay in bed with these Forrest Gump cages around her leg, which is if this is the leg, what they do is they break the bone in the middle of the shin.
They stretch it, right?
Yep. And then they don't stretch you. You stretch yourself.
With the iron thing.
Yeah,
the
little cogs.
Yeah. So
half a millimeter a day for 6 months.
How tall is your sister?
She is 5'1".
Damn, it worked.
So it worked.
Yeah. Apart from the fact she has scars up her leg from where the steel pins have gone, and she didn't really do any physio on her heels, and so her Achilles heel, basically, if that's your heel, stuck. So they had to slice the back of her Achilles to drop it. Yeah. And I was like, you fool! Do physio!
You fool! So how does she walk now? I mean, does she have a limp?
She does walk,
she complains that she can't wear heels and she can't run. So I was like,
she's all jacked up.
I know.
But do you know what? To be fair, and this is me complimenting my sister, which won't happen a lot.
Yeah.
But my mom used to be like, oh, it's so terrible. People seeing you like that. Why are you wearing a bikini on the beach? People see you like that with those legs. I'd be so ashamed. Yeah. Sandra was like, it's fine. I'll just tell him it was a shark attack. She used to go around telling people when she was in her wheelchair.
She was in a wheelchair
for a year. And of course, she'd get a bit of sympathy because she's in a wheelchair. Oh, you get these, what we call old biddies. So very elderly ladies.
Old goodies?
Old biddies. Old biddies. And they'd be like, oh no, so young. What happened? And initially, she'd tell the truth and be like, I got my legs made, you know, longer because I didn't like being short. And they'd be like,
Right.
Oh, I see. And they're like, so is it just, was it cosmetic? And they're like, yeah, absolutely cosmetic. And then all of their sympathy would drain away.
Right.
You're
crazy.
You're an
idiot. And so you see their handbags jut up to their arms as they walk away. So she eventually started to be a bit more, I should say, creative with the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So she'd be like, oh, you know, I don't dwell on it. But, you know, I was doing a parachute jump for charity.
That's a good one.
But it's fine. We raised lots of money and the trees broke my fall.
God.
And you're like,
she was not interested in acting at all.
She wasn't an actor.
She was. And actually she took it out of the sphere of acting and just became a bitch. So what can you do?
Got you. That is hilarious.
There's another show about her. It's called Give Me Back My Face.
Did she start off with acting as well? Which one did it? Or you guys both did it at the same time?
It's the thing with being a twin. There's a lot of competition. And when you both enjoy performing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, never take favorites. And my mom was constantly going, you know, your handwriting's really good, Louisa. Sandra, why is your handwriting not as good as Louisa's? And then I'd get it the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandra's so good at maths. Why are you so good? Why are you good at maths and Louisa's? It's like, we're not the same person. So when it came to performing, there's only a certain number of roles that are allocated in the school plays. Because we were twins, we were normally the comedy act, which were the lesser roles.
Yeah.
And then we got to secondary school where suddenly you get bigger parts, and it was an all-girls secondary school. Mm-hmm. So all the male parts, they were kind of like the leads.
Because
we looked similar,
right,
they would always have her the same age as my other character. And so I would get the lead parts, and she would get these other parts. Like, I played Fiddler on the Roof, it's a musical.
Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah. You know it.
Because I know you guys now, so let's keep it clean.
No, you said male parts. That was just weird. I got you now.
Yeah.
All the male parts were taken.
Yeah.
No, it's not like biology in 3D with actors. Come on.
I know, but the way you said it, just...
I heard all the male roles.
I would say male roles.
Yeah, but...
You said all the male parts were taken.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
Yeah, but then if you think male roles, you think loads of men rolling down the street.
No, not here. Not in America.
No, we think a little bit different. We think about
America. We think roles.
Yeah.
Male parts, we think about other things rolling down the street.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. It's not a doctor's conference. Nah.
Anatomy. These anatomy swings, you know? Swing, swing, swing.
Three-legged race all by yourselves.
Batters up. Yeah, exactly. So as a parts, you started getting more roles than her?
Yeah, and I think it's just because my style of acting was favored by the drama teacher who was casting.
Your style.
And she got the raw end of the deal.
What was her style?
What
was her style? What was your style?
She was very comedy caricature. And back then I was like serious actor who also did comedy. But I think it was just a preference, which really wasn't fair on her.
Yeah.
Because she should have had a few, like even the year that I didn't audition, she got one of the lead parts and then my drama teacher asked me to be in it after doing our exams, which is the reason I didn't do it. So I got to do my exams and be in it. And my sister was furious because she's like, you didn't even have to audition. Yeah. And now you've got a part in it. And I had to audition and I've got a part.
No wonder she hates you.
Getting more of the bloody lines again.
No wonder she hates you.
So with all the blue and you taking her and taking part to not even audition, I can see why I hate
you. It all makes sense now.
I know. When it came to her wedding and I traveled 2,000 miles.
Oh, wow.
I believe in her wedding dress. This is just one of the things she did to me. In her wedding dress, she came up to me and she saw me getting my hair done by my aunt. And I wasn't meant to be getting my hair done, even though I was a maid of honor. She was like, that's just for the girls, her stepchildren, and me. And she was like, I was like, oh, this is just auntie doing my hair.
Yeah.
My auntie's a retired hairdresser. And so she was like, let me take the frizz out of your hair. And then started putting like a, you know, Princess Margaret hairdo in my hair. I was like, oh crap, okay, this is gonna be something new. This is gonna be Madame Tussauds worthy. And then my sister just came up to me in her dress, and I'd been so nice to her the whole time, like biting my lip a lot of the time because she'd be quite condescending. And she was like, oh, that looks really big, you look like the alien from Mazatex, and then walked away
from Mazatex.
And I was like, wow, you've just insulted the hairdresser behind me, not me.
Wow. Which is your auntie,
which is family.
My auntie Nina. She's lovely.
She's lovely.
But she was just like, don't worry, she's just jealous. I was like, it's her bloody wedding. What's she jealous of?
I know, it's her day.
Well, you guys look alike. That's what I'm saying. So you're basically out doing the damn bride because you guys look alike. You're identical.
Now I think about it, I was wearing blue.
Oh, shit, exactly.
That all makes sense.
Shit. Perfect sense.
Complete circle.
Oh, crap. But then so was the dog. The dog was wearing blue. All the girls were wearing blue.
Oh, so...
The dog had a big blue bow. The dog was beautiful, like dog, like Labrador type cross. Mm. But it had such a big bow. You could see this animal was like, I have a necklace. It's an anchor. Fucking hell. What's going on?
Wait. Was the dog holding the rings? Was the dog the ring bearer? Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, I like that. We like animals in our family. I mean,
right.
The younger generation like animals. The older generation like to eat them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A different type of life.
Who's the dog's date? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, she was solo.
She was, oh.
I know.
She loves dogs because she takes care of dogs.
Yeah. Oh, she takes care. You take care of dogs?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Remember last time?
Yeah, I remember. That's right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Where's that dog you were supposed to bring? Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Tulia's back home with her family.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
We call, we Skype. She never calls. Never Skype.
She's not much of a talker. That's what it is. She doesn't talk much.
No, she's a ripe bitch. I mean, she is. She's a girl.
What does ripe mean? What does ripe mean? What do you guys make ripe
just
mean?
Just means like real. Like, ripe, or like real. You know, absolute, 100%. Absolutely.
Does that mean like, okay. Oh, okay. So ripe meaning like
done?
Like right on. Like
oh, right. Like right on. I thought you said ripe.
Yeah.
Like ripe.
No, oh, no. That's a very different type of bitch.
Is that what you think? She said ripe. I was like, oh,
I thought she meant like...
She's a ripe.
Like grown completely?
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I heard ripe, I was like, she's
ready. This is she's not, ready. Not a good sign for she's my acting ready. If my articulation is really bad.
Yeah, it isn't the articulation. It's more of the...
well, that one was bad.
The content.
No, that one was bad. I thought she said ripe. Like, hey, she's ripe. She's ready for the world.
Yeah, right. She's full grown.
Full grown. She's ready. She's ripe. Yeah.
Okay, I think there's probably a canine hashtag MeToo movement that I need to be aware of. I can't say things like She's that, ready. So please don't tell the people that I said that.
She's ready.
Have you been to the States before?
Pardon?
Have you been to the States before? The States?
Yes. I toured the States for the children's show.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
You love America over your place, over the UK?
Tough question, because I've grown up here, so I have an affiliation. But I do, there's so much more...
Opportunity?
Greenery? Opportunity, yeah, because it's so vast. But we went all the way from Buffalo, like Canada, all the way down through Buffalo, New York, and then like Pittsburgh, Detroit. We did that whole coast. And I just loved it because everywhere was different.
Right.
Like, everywhere. And the people are so lovely. Like, you guys generally do hospitality like hardcore.
Yeah.
Really.
It's your accent.
We love the accent.
It was your accent. That's all it was.
But I don't have enough time, I don't think. We were there for a month and we were always touring. I never got to see most of it. But I've been to California, I've been to Hawaii, I've been to so many places, but not the midsection. I'd love to try and do a full tour of the States.
Oh,
I'd love to.
Yeah, I think you will love it. Yeah. Definitely.
Like a road trip.
Just I would say, yeah, like a road trip with an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I could do it in a mini. Like, that would be enough space for me.
That would be an RV, wouldn't it? For you, it would be the equivalent of an RV. And just to clarify, whoa. Mini mean Mini Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mini Cooper. But although, if you put a Mini Cooper and you got a Dodge Ram behind you, you're just like, Scariest thing was I was actually in charge when we were touring of driving a 15-people-seater through the States.
Like a bus? Was it a bus?
You were driving?
I was driving. It was a bus, but yeah. The seats at the back were taken out because we had a set that was for children's theatre set. And it needed to fill the back of the bus. Oh. So there were three of us, but it was a 15-seater. And we did some really crazy journeys through blizzards. Mm. And there's the stage manager next to me going, just listen to the road. Listen to the road. I was like, I can't see. Listen to the road. You can hear where you are on the road. I was like, shut up.
Oh, gosh.
Shut up. I can hear the road. I can hear my
listen
heart
to
stopping.
The road.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Feel the road. No one knows what it means.
What does that mean?
I guess the road talks.
Like, you can hear when the tires are going
off
the
road.
Off the road.
Towards
the cliff.
Yeah. Because we do have that on the side to wake you up.
So you have to keep doing that.
Oh my gosh.
I just pulled over on the wrong side of the road and went, shut it. Take over. And she took over. And then I slowly panicked in the back until my heart rate
See, I think that was the worst advice you ever got as an actress.
Well, you know what? Thinking of what she just...
should never pull over. It's not your time.
Thinking of what she just said right there. That you can hear the road. Back in my day when I was in the Navy, I was driving long distance.
Oh, you like men in uniform? Do you guys like men in uniform over there?
Who doesn't?
That's what I'm saying. You still got your uniform in the closet?
No. But anyway... Yes. No, I did not.
Look at you guys.
But I would drive, and I would pass out when I was driving, and what wake me up would be the...
The road, yeah. That's what I'm saying. When you go to sleep,
wakes you up. So I would drive. I'd be in the left-hand lane, fall asleep, be in the right-hand lane, wake up, and fall asleep again, and back on the left-hand lane again.
What the hell were you doing?
I don't know, man. I was just young and dumb.
When the left or the right lane told your ass to wake up, you should have... pulled over and gone to sleep.
I was young and dumb. I really was.
My dad got woken up by the crash and then the police sirens.
By the crash.
I don't know how I didn't die. Yeah. I'm serious. Did that for many years. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Wow. Was this before or after the service?
Oh, during the service.
That's why you didn't die. Gosh. God likes men in uniform. Gosh damn it.
They were we haven't got enough Navy. We can't lose him.
I know. It's not enough men in this tin can.
Oh my goodness.
I want to say, do you want to do the lightning round? Wait. You did something really cool. You did that. Wait. You did the Assassin's Creed. I want to ask about your voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Ask about that.
Yeah, I know guys must go crazy when you say that you've done a video game, a cool ass video game, nonetheless.
A lot of people don't know it's me. It's really nice.
Did you do it as your voice, or you do it as a different?
Let's hear what you did.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this is my normal voice. This is normally me, but with Caroline Scott,
she said, "This is my."
This is my normal. I know.
Yeah. Oh. Look. An hour and 16 minutes. We've known it's your voice. She's like, so this is my normal voice. I'm about to put the Caroline one that I just did. Okay, cool. Go, we're ready.
Wait a minute. I need a different hat for that one.
Channel the girls. Get it.
Me.
Sorry.
No pressure.
Pirateering. Is it dangerous? But why not sail with the King's Navy? Earn a proper wage. Sail under gentlemen. That was her.
Okay.
Hey,
that was so cute.
I like that.
Yeah, she went right in the corner. She was like, that was her.
Yeah.
That was her. Yeah. That was her.
Yeah.
That was very upper class. But she also likes a bit of rough. So I was like, all right.
She likes a bit of rough.
She likes it rough, huh?
She likes a bit of rough, you know? A bit of a pirate. That's what they told me when I did the casting.
Oh, really?
So she's very upper class, but she likes a bit of rough. I was like, fabulous.
The verbiage there is crazy.
It is.
She likes a bit of rough.
See, when we hear likes a bit of rough, we think more of she likes it, you know.
What, she likes a pebble beach and not a sand beach?
There you go. Exactly what we're thinking. The beaches and stuff. Yeah. Bit of rough. Yeah. She likes a bit of rough. With, you know, with a bam, please. A bam, please. Just bam me, please. Oh. My gosh. Oh. No, bang. It's bang. Excuse me. It's bang. It's bang. Bang.
Bang.
Bang. It's a bit of rough. But a bit of rough.
Oh, don't. Oh,
bang. Bang with a bit of rough.
We got banging already figured out, don't we?
I have no clue what banging
means. I have a feeling I'm getting so much trouble with this podcast.
We are.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, stay away from America with these terminologies. It's very scary.
If I ever go for a visa, I'm like, no, did not do that podcast.
You might get the visa if you say, I'm just coming over because, you know, she's a bit of rough when a bang here, you know?
I'll just do my mum's accent as I go through the border. It'll be fine. Why do you need my passport? You don't need my passport. Look at my face.
They're going to be
you
like,
you know who I am.
But she looks so young. Why does she sound like an old soul?
Just say you're Sandra. That's all you got to do.
You should do that. Have you ever done your mom's accent?
Hello?
As an accent? I mean,
I did it in a job. Yes,
I was going to say.
BBC sitcom, playing a Portuguese cleaner. My mum's a cleaner.
Oh my god!
So I was like, oh my god, this is the role I was born for. And I basically did my mum, but the only thing was they needed me to speak Portuguese, and I speak it so badly.
Yeah.
But when I did the audition, I quickly figured out there was no one in that room that spoke Portuguese.
So you faked it. Yeah.
And they were like, so just improvise a few lines. I was like, you have no idea how improvised this bullshit is going to be. And then they turned around. They're like, great. So we're going to film on Tuesday. And yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I phoned my cousin first thing. And the minute I got out of that room, hey, cuz, yeah, I know you're in Madeira, but I need 20 phrases that are grammatically correct that I can just use as an input.
Yeah.
I'll write them down. Can you translate? She was like, yeah, sure. So literally just me learning 20 phrases, which I knew wouldn't be used.
It
was like a featured part, but not so big.
So what did you say? What did your mom say when you told her, hey, this is you, this is my gift to you?
I don't think she's seen it.
You didn't tell her?
No, I said I was playing a cleaner, and she was like, oh, do you need some things? I've got the gloves. Do you need gloves? I was like, no, the production kind of sorted it.
Isn't that funny how family does that shit? Like, yeah.
You think she would have been? You think she would have liked it, though? You think she would have been enjoyed?
If she has watched it, she'd probably be there with my aunt, her sister, going, I don't talk like that. I should talk like that. I don't talk like that. I'm like, oh, you do.
You should definitely. Yeah, I think you should definitely show her that. I think that's like a testament to
who she is.
She was right. That's your gift to your mom. I think that's beautiful. I think your mom will sit there and be like, you know, oh, you're not so bad, and she'll probably go in the room and, you know what I mean?
She's the kind of woman that tells me that you can't sing, like those kind of things. But then when I did a CD, she brought it into her. She worked for a web design company.
Yeah.
Long story short, she used to go around telling people she works in web design. I'm like, Mum, you're the cleaner in a web design company. You need to be so specific about that. But she'd go in and
Your mom said, I work in web design.
Yeah. Oh, can you draft me up a design?
No, I don't, because I'm so busy. I'm like, okay.
I'm so busy.
I just give you a quote, you know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
She would bring in my CD of these songs that I've done. She'd like, listen to my girl. She's so good. Isn't she good? She's not making anything of her life, but she's so good. And I'd be like, oh, thanks, Mom. Why am I hearing from the receptionist that they've heard me singing? And she's I didn't show them anything. You know, I had the thing, and she wanted to hear it. I was like, have you been proud of me?
Yeah, exactly. She don't exactly.
I don't play your CD. You're playing with my CD.
You say you did a CD? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. It's like a CD showreel, musical theatre. You send it off to people to show various styles of singing.
I thought you were...
I was singing a few things. Mm. She liked Summertime because it was higher key. She was like, it's nice. It's like opera. Oh, I love it. It's so beautiful. She didn't like any of the like American like Mac and Mabel stuff. She was like, it's so loud. Why is it so loud? And I was like, it's musical. It's American twang.
American twang. Any upcoming projects? Yeah, of course, I'm going to bring that up so you can mention it and whatnot.
Stuff I can't talk about.
Exactly. So talk about it.
I know.
Nothing, not even like a little bit of a hint at all? Nothing?
Yeah. A motion capture game
that
is coming out.
Okay.
I did recently, I can talk about Tell Me Why, which is a game by Dot Nod, who did Life is Strange, playing a couple of characters in that.
Okay.
There'll be another game coming out from a different studio that I can't talk about. I did something with Discovery of Witches, which is season two that's coming out, which
is, that, is wait a minute, on, Discovery of Witches, is that
a BBC
series?
It's a BBC. Is that a BBC?
No, it's not. It's a Sky original or now. What is it?
Is it there's like a witches and werewolves, right?
Yeah, it's like Bad Wolf Entertainment.
Yeah, I think I watched season one of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
With Teresa, her first name is Teresa, I remember that. The actress in it, but I can't remember. The guy's from Downton Abbey as well.
Oh, yeah?
It is really good. I would recommend.
Yeah, I think he also played in The Good Wife.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, he played in The Good Wife, yes. and the actress played in The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Damn, yeah, bro.
Yeah, I need to find their names. I should know this. Wow. Yeah.
Get your dude card.
Elbow.
No, I said, look at your dude card. Gosh. Your man card, bro. Gosh. Did you just say Desperate Housewives? Would you say you were watching? No, I'm kidding.
No, I said The Good Wife.
Do you have a guest appearance on that or co-star?
Yet to be seen. Yet to be seen. So it's all got to be announced.
I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't say who.
NDA'd up to the nigh on these.
Yo, you're NDA. I'm not asking any NDA. I just said guest. I said guest or co-star or reoccurring. To you, co-officer.
Or screen hostess. Something like that.
Fine.
Hey, anything.
Well, it's fine. We're not going to pressure her.
Yeah,
totally not going to pressure you.
Okay. One I feel
blink,
no pressure.
One blink for guest.
She
two blinks for reoccurring.
It's not you. Oh.
Got it. Thank you. We got it.
Hey, yeah, we got it.
We'll hold it. You know what I mean? Because we'll just make sure we don't let the video out. Oh. So basically,
we'll edit that part out.
No. The production company's going to think she told us. Like, okay. I think she blinked.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Fine. I'll just be like, I spoke all about my one-woman show. That may happen. It's fine. And then my mum will come and heckle. That'll be fine.
So, are you ready? I was just going to play. Yeah, we should do this. We're just going to conclude this with the lightning round.
The only problem is that...
This could be dangerous. I suffer with what my mum has.
Because...
What's going to be dangerous?
Verbal diarrhea. Verbal diarrhea.
Why the verbiage?
We'll see. We'll
no, she get the verbiage. They study Americans.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
They study everything we do. Like, come on now. They know we're dumb.
You need to stop saying that.
Huh? I'm sorry.
What'd you say? My empathy chart is going every time.
Wait, what was that you said? Oh, sorry. I gotta let it go now.
All right.
So exciting.
You ready? You ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Wait. I'm sorry. Are we talking about each other?
No, it's a lightning round question.
The hell? What the?
It's a question.
Okay, but damn, what chocolate are we talking about, bro?
Hey, this is a question.
Okay.
Also, if it's hot chocolate, it can be milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate.
This guy, come on.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Did you answer that question?
She said I could be dark or milk if it's hot chocolate. If it's hot chocolate.
All right.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Is human life more valuable than a dog life?
Human life is.
Okay. Mm.
Would you climb a mountain or jump out a plane?
Jump out a plane.
Ooh, okay.
You like Disneyland?
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Lies. What's your favorite? Name a word. Nah, that's too easy. I would say name a word that starts with the letter Q, but you know where she's at. She's going to say queen.
Quebec.
Okay. Quebec. Oh, I think you're going to say queen. I'm shocked.
Yeah, that's true.
Favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh, Ron.
Ron. Okay. Ron. Would you rather be besties with Rihanna or Beyonce?
Rihanna.
Why is that?
I don't know. You made me think quickly. I'd say both.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Have you ever been to Africa?
Yes.
So you do like dark chocolate?
Okay. Do you own a bicycle?
Used to, not anymore.
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Yes.
It smells good, doesn't it? I love it.
Favorite clothing brand?
Oh my lord, Free.
Have you ever tasted soap? I already know the answer to that.
Yes.
Yes, I knew that.
Favorite martial art?
Taekwondo.
Okay. Taekwondo. Do you own any stuffed animals?
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy garlic?
11.
Oh, okay. What's your scale of 1 to 10? What's your driving?
11.
The sound of the road. The sound
seven,
of the road.
Seven.
The sound, seven, again, the sound of the road. Listen to the sound of the road. Let's take that down. Woo.
Listen to the sound of my brain.
Polka dots or stripes?
Polka dots.
Okay.
Polka dots. I think that's good.
All right. You just completed the lightning round.
Pretty well. Pretty darn well.
Oh, wow.
She said, oh, well, she sounds like she's overwhelmed, isn't she? Like, you're all out of breath. No, it was really good. Where can people find you, Luisa?
Guerrero.
Viajero.
Second star to the right and keep on giving.
Perfect. Just get the address for that, please.
Just avoid the mermaids. Website. I have a website. Mm-hmm. I'm online. Anything with LuisaGuerrero.com. Don't use the Portuguese lawyer. There's another Luisa Guerrero out there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not me.
She's not? Okay.
Okay.
She's tall. Is she taller?
No, she's a fraud. She's a tall Luisa Guerrero.
Mm. Gotcha.
I want to say this interview has been really amazing. I really enjoyed this. I mean,
I had too much fun. My neighbors are probably like, what is this sound? I can hear laughter at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Your personality is.
Even with the boot? Even with the sound boot?
Oh, yeah. It's just insulating for me. It's mostly look. I went budget. You know, an unemployed actress most of the time. This is budget. This is all for. This comes out the minute we stop.
Oh, really?
No. This bit stays, but this bit moves.
I mean. Oh, that part moves?
Yeah.
Look. Hey. Hey.
Oh, okay.
That's cool, though.
It's a room divider that I just. Like,
I thought it was a panic room.
My gotcha. My kids will love that.
That was a panic room.
She's pretty locked
much.
In.
No, it was awesome.
It's been so much fun.
You know, it's been great. Thank you so much, and I'm glad we got to catch up with you because the last one was messed up. And tell Mike.
Yeah.
Where's Mike?
I don't know if he's asleep. Mike.
He's not asleep, and he knows you're. He's awake.
Mike's like, no, she's laughing. Mike's like, she's laughing. He's Mike, you know where Mike's at? Mike's right here. Mike's right here on the. He's gonna pretend he's not on the side of the wall.
I know he listened to everything you said.
Mike's here. Mike's here.
Now he's gonna look like he's gonna make me look like I'm single.
Oh, there's no Mike.
Wait, I'm gonna go get him. One second.
Yeah.
No Mike. There you are. See, I'm not single. I'm not lying.
Yeah, Mike was over there pretending he wasn't there. Mike was on the wall.
Man, bring Michael.
Do your hair, my love. Do your hair. You're on a podcast. Come on.
Mike was on the wall.
Got bedhead. Come on, show yourself.
He said Mike, yeah.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, okay.
What's up? What's the camera?
See, I actually do exist.
Yeah, you do exist.
All right.
Hey, she went and got the neighbor. I know that's the neighbor.
Don't fool me. Pretend. For the love of God, pretend.
Neighbor's like, okay. The neighbor's like, oh, did I do it right? Did I show up there on time?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Awesome. Tell him you say, what time is it? Night.
Even. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It is.
There.
1:40.
Yeah. 1:40. Thank you. Well, good morning.
Thank you for hanging with us. We appreciate you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, my gosh. That was so American. Yeah.
Oh, it's Doris Day on acid. It really is.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you again.
No worries. Thank you so much, guys. What time is it where you guys are?
8:40.
Oh,
in the morning?
Oh, no, at night.
Night.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay,
yeah, we're not that far away from you. Not that far off hours.
Have a nice day. He's being annoying.
Oh, well, yeah. Tell Mike bye.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think you're also on. Yeah, I'm going to have to end because Mike is saying that he is filming this.
Okay. All right. Oh. Okay. All right. Bye.
Right. Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye.
I'll end this here. Pleasure.
Likewise. Bye. Yeah, you know her man was sitting behind that damn wall.
That dude was back there listening to everything, talking about he wasn't sleep.
You know, saw when she tried to push the damn door the wall the first time it didn't budge, it was the second push.
He was right there.
Yeah, he was
right there. She knew it. Come on, Louisa. No, come on, keep it real with us.
Keep it real. I know, right? Come on, Mike. Gosh, damn, Mike. We know you're behind that wall.
Talking about he was sleeping. He probably giving her the key.
That dude was
hurry up.
He was bright eyed. Let me tell you, this is the most awake person I've ever seen that was sleeping.
I know, right?
All jokes aside, no, that was really fun interviewing. Very, very
entertaining,
and just, oh man, just the family dynamics. Just how dysfunctional is the new normal? I don't remember the Al Bundy and stuff, how that family dynamic used to seem so out of sorts. Like, it used to be not normal. Now, that's the new norm.
It is
the
new norm. And Louisa, I mean, she went pretty personal with us.
Yeah, she did.
She got real deep.
Which I appreciate, because everyone thinks, you know, being in the entertainment
industry,
that it's all glitz and glamour and it's fun, and it's not, man. I mean, look at that. I mean, you know, if people consider you only as good as your next gig, and not only that, you're judged on the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
You're objectified, because if you're, you know, a woman, they look at you as a sex object, and your family members think you need a real job.
Here, she just pretty much pulled the curtains back and let you know what was really going on in her life.
Yeah.
As far as struggles, family, how she was treated, how she felt, how she tried to deal with it, how she couldn't deal with it, how she had to get help.
Even the eating disorder. I mean, and a thing about it is everything she had was with a smile.
Exactly. I mean, I would say she's a fighter.
So you're only as good as your next job. And yeah, everybody thinks it's a big break, but this is the only one that the only industry like that with singing. The entertainment industry is the only one that everyone always asks you. There has to be a big break. Why can't you just, if you're happy, even if you're making $10 for a theater act, you know, and that be
success? You know what? She saw it as just, you know, she's pursuing her dream. So any gig that she got was happiness. I mean, I can see that she was happy doing what she wanted to do. And acting is what she wants to do. And so, no, she didn't have the big gig yet. No, she didn't have
No, well, she did. She just she couldn't talk about it because the NDA.
Oh. Yes.
So she has something big. She can't. Anytime you have an NDA, you can't speak on something. You can't even answer if it's a guest role or a co-star. That's there's something big about there. She might have a reoccurring role. So, hey.
You know what? She deserves it.
No, absolutely. I mean, she deserves it.
After the interview we just had with her, she absolutely deserves it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to talk to good people, man. And I like to see, especially when she got her stuff together, both mentally and took care of that eating disorder. If anyone else is suffering things like that, it's good. Especially these day and times with Instagram and social media, that everyone's just trying to live up to this filtered life, because everyone's all those pictures are filtered.
But not with her.
No, not with her. I'm saying in general, like with kids and stuff, everyone is hopefully have a conversation with your kids,
right?
Because talking to her just now, it sounded like tough love. I mean, there was a way her mother went about things, but
yeah, but she was able to talk to her I shouldn't even tell you this. I shouldn't even tell the listeners this, because I don't want to give them too much information. I want them to listen to the podcast about the letter she wrote.
Oh, yeah. No, this is it.
Okay.
This is the end.
Okay.
So we're good.
Well, the letter that she wrote to her mom, her mom threw it, actually didn't even read it. She just tore She tore it up.
Yeah.
And that's pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Instead of her responding and saying, you know what? I hear you, and there's a problem, there's an issue there. Instead of her reading it and thinking and doing that, she just tore it up and just act like it wasn't nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Tough.
Yeah, I thought for a moment she might have cried. I was like, we're going to have this moment right now? We're going to have this Oprah moment? I thought it was going to happen. But, yeah. You know, what can I say? Gosh damn it.
Yeah.
We get him next time, Tiger. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy that.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, you definitely will. And with that said, I'm Reg.
I'm Ray.
This is Bromance, and we are out.
Like, subscribe, share, comment.
What's that? Did you say?
Like it, subscribe, share, and comment. Thank you.
Like that shit.